Night low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 81. Mostly sunny on Friday, the high 82. Still fair on Saturday with a chance of showers Sunday. That's your forecast. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We are cruising WGCM.
See the girl with the red dress on. She can do the bird land all night long. No,
this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. The Biloxi Shuckers has scored first in six of their last seven games. Unfortunately, they have a 1-5 record in those six games and currently tying their season-long three-game losing streak. Their opposition, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, are trying to win three games in a row for the first time this season here tonight at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Welcome in to the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Mazzarella will be joined by Gary Green momentarily. Yes, last night the Shuckers scored all three runs, or three of the four runs that they had in that first inning to lead for most of the entirety of the game until the seventh inning. Gerard Encarnacion tying the Southern League lead in home runs, hit a missile out to left field to tie the ball game. And then at the top of the ninth inning, four unearned runs coming in to score. And the Blue Wahoo is taking their first game of the season from the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos met to start the season in Pensacola, where the Shuckers swept the Blue Wahoos 3-0. And the Shuckers, though, there were some highlights yesterday. Joey Weimer, 2-for-3, doubled in a run in the first inning. Ended up with a stolen base as well and a run. Also walked another time. So Weimer continuing to play well. The reigning Brewers Minor League Player of the Year. You had Andy Otero on the mound yesterday, too. The southpaw went four innings of two-run baseball, struck out five, second time the Heat faced off against Pensacola. Matt Hardy, who was just reassigned from Nashville, pitched all of 2021 with Biloxi. He got going again yesterday, scoreless inning that he tossed. It allows two hits, also struck out one. But for the most part, the bullpen held up, which was nice to see after Birmingham on Sunday, where the bullpen, well, it just blew up because of just how great the Barons are playing in that series. But again, one sign you got to watch out for is, can this Shuckers offense play for all nine innings? We've seen them in the last two series now where they start hot, go cold, but finish off hot again. About playing consistent baseball here throughout the rest of the series in Pensacola. Good news is it's only game two of a six-game series as the Shuckers try to right the ship. They send Tyler Herb to the mound, and he'll go against the right-handed pitcher, Cody Mintz. We'll get all the numbers on both of those starters and the rest of the lineups tonight in this one from MGM Park on the Gulf Coast in Mississippi. We'll get you the lineups and all that just after this break here on the Shuckers pregame show. We'll step aside on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back into the Shuckers pregame show here at MGM Park as the Blue Wahoos and Biloxi are renewing game two of a six-game series. Again, Blue Wahoos taking yesterday's game by a score of 7-4. And now we'll give you the lineups tonight for both teams, starting with the visitors tonight, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Coming in 7-9 on the season, lineup goes as follows. Victor Mesa, center fielder, will lead things off. Kobe Fletcher, Vance, the third baseman, batting second. Gerard Encarnacion, the right fielder, batting third. The catcher, Paul McIntosh, he's batting cleanup. Troy Johnson, the designated hitter, he's batting fifth. Griffin Cone, another lefty hitter in this lineup, playing left field, batting sixth. Luis Aviles Jr., the shortstop, had a home run yesterday. He's slotted in the seventh spot. J.D. Osborne, the first baseman, he's batting eighth, making his first appearance against the Shuckers this season. And the former Shucker himself, Hayden Control, back in the lineup, round out the order, batting ninth, playing second base. Cody Mincy, right-handed pitcher, goes to the mound today out of the University of South Carolina. And he will oppose the Shuckers lineup. Goes as follows. Manager Mike Guerrero, his sixth season at the helm of Biloxi. Second baseman Gabe Holt leading things off. Then it's Luis Urias. He's the DH tonight on Major League Rehab, playing in his fourth game as a Shucker. Garrett Mitchell, center fielder, batting third. Unfortunately, his hitting streak came to an end yesterday after nine games. But Mitchell's on-base streak does roll on. It's at 10 games apiece now. Joey Weimer is batting cleanup, the right fielder, followed by Felix Valerio, left fielder. And then the first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard. Freddie Zamora back at shortstop. He's batting seventh. Ash McGee playing third base, batting eighth. Clubbed his first home run in the ninth inning yesterday. And then there is Brent Diaz rounding out the starting nine. He's batting ninth. And they send Tyler Herb to the mound today, the right-handed pitcher. But it is a very similar lineup to what Mike Herrera rolled out yesterday. Really just one or two changes here or there. Reitz was the catcher yesterday. Now Diaz in the same spot, batting ninth. Urias was the third baseman, and McGee playing there today. McGee was at first, and Dillard was the DH, so they kind of just flip-flopped around. We see Mike Herrera do that plenty this year, where they'll keep the same lineup, just a few positioning shuffling, and obviously Gabe Holt slotted in the leadoff spot, where Felix Valera was playing second base yesterday. So really not too much tinkering in the 1 through 9, but position-wise on the field for sure. So let's give you some of those numbers now on both the starters. Tyler Herb, it will be his second appearance against the Blue Wahoos this season. Well, Herb pitched on the Sunday to wrap up the three-game set in Pensacola. Came out of the bullpen and picked up the win. He's a guy still trying to get stretched out here in this season. He went four innings in that one. And which this will be his third start. Has made a start against Mississippi, once against Birmingham. So he hasn't been one of those starters that has to start twice, but maybe coming up on his time to do so. And his next few starts will overlap. And then on the other hand, Cody Mincy, 29-year-old out of Hartsville, South Carolina, signed as a free agent in 2021. He'll be making his third start of the season, coming in with no record, 5.40 ERA. He's kind of a similar pitcher to what the Shuckers may have faced on Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me, in Birmingham with Stephen Moyer. He's a guy that can really just eat innings. Well, Mincy allowing three earned runs in each of his first two starts, also, though, going five innings. So somebody throws strikes and can also really pitch to contact type of hitter of what he is. I know Garrett Green has got a lot of tidbits on Mincy and when it comes to the game time and when we get underway, but a guy that's really bounced around, and he'll tell you more about that later in the broadcast as well. But Herb, maybe somebody that they will need to go to today, try to right the ship. The starters have been well over this losing streak, but again, it's about getting out of the gate well and keeping that momentum moving forward as well. Let's take a look at just some of the scores around Double A. We can just preview the matchups and get you the scores at a later date as the Shuckers will take the field on Military Wednesday in their uniforms. So we'll have to step aside here. Well, the national anthem, and we'll get you those scores and standings and all that after this break here. As you step aside for the national anthem, wrap up the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Team presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Let's go! Woo!
Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it's game number 2 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A very pleasant Wednesday evening to you, everybody. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight's game at 9-7 on the year. They have a game and a half lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. As for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, they are 7-9 on the year, and they sit 2 games back of the Biloxi Shuckers. Here is the starting lineup for the Blue Wahoos this evening. Leading off is the center fielder, Victor Mesa. Kobe Fletcher Vance follows him at third, and Gerard Encarnacion, the right fielder, hitting in the 3 spot tonight. The cleanup man is the catcher, Paul McIntosh. Troy Johnston, the designated hitter, bats 5th. Griffin Conine out in left. He will hit 6th. In the 7th spot is the former Shucker shortstop, Luis Aviles Jr., J.D. Osborne at first, and rounding it all out, also a former Shucker, it's the second baseman, Hayden Cantrell. They go opposite the right-hander Tyler Herb, who this year is 1-1 with a 2.92 ERA. And the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are led by second-year manager Kevin Randall. So here is the right-hander Tyler Herb, and he rocks and fires the first pitch, and a fastball is a little outside for ball 1, and we're off and running at 6:36 p.m. Central Time here in Biloxi. Set and the first pitch to Mesa. Another fastball, and that is a called strike on the outer edge with a fastball. And so the count, 1-1 to the center fielder, Victor Mesa. Herb rocks home the 1-0. And a breaking ball misses outside. It's 2-1 to Mesa. Shuckers are in their military jerseys tonight. They're that digital camouflage that mixes both the royal blue and the sand yellow that the Shuckers have. And a digital camo across the chest, 2-1. And a check swing on a fastball at the bottom of the zone and a peel, as you heard from Stephen Hodges say, did he? And Justin Whitten said, yes, he did over at first. And so the count is 2-2 to Mesa. White pants for Biloxi. They have on the black caps tonight, 2-2. And a changeup is down low. And so the count is run full to the leadoff man, Victor Mesa. Meanwhile, for the Wahoos, they are in their pink uniforms tonight with a thick blue stripe across the chest. It's more navy with white piping above and below, gray pants and navy caps tonight. Mesa bounces this on the ground. 3 hops, Zamora. Throw is on time to Dillard. Mesa is out by a couple of steps, 1 gone. And Kobe Fletcher Vance will be the hitter.
Well, here is how the Shuckers line up defensively tonight. Start on the outfield. Going left to right, Felix Valerio, Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer, On the infield, Ashton McGee gets to start at third base today. Freddie Zamora and Gabe Holt up the middle. Thomas Dillard at first, and Brent Diaz gets a start behind the plate.
First offer is a breaking pitch on the outer half for a called strike to Fletcher Vance. It is 0-1. Right-hander Tyler Herb on the mound, 6'3", 202-pound right-hander. Kicks home the 0-1. And that is low and outside with a fastball at 92. And the count of ball and a strike to Kobe Fletcher Vance. Herb, the 29-year-old, he will turn 30 here in just a couple of days. As the 1-1 is hit in the air, and that'll slice foul over on the first base side. And so the count of ball and two strikes. Herb actually with a birthday coming up tomorrow on the 28th. Native of Pennsylvania, signed as a minor league free agent by the Brewers in late March of this year. Right-hander, his 1-2 to Fletcher Vance. And this is weakly nubbed. Vance just pulled the trigger at the last second and fought it off foul. And so the count stays at a ball and two strikes to the third baseman for the Wahoos. Herb originally selected by the Seattle Mariners out of Coastal Carolina, 29th round of the 2014 draft. 1-2, and that is low and outside. Count is two balls and two strikes. For Herb, this is career game number 164 for him. It's his 137th game that he has started. The right-hander peers in and is 2-2 to Fletcher Vance. And that is fouled, and it comes up and it catches Fletcher Vance on the right side of his helmet. The count will stay at 2-2. And so Fletcher Vance is lucky he's got that flap that comes down off of his helmet down protecting his jaw as that took a bounce back up. And it looked like it did catch the helmet. Herb kicks home the 2-2. And this is again fouled off. Fletcher Vance has now fouled off four of the last five pitches that he's seen. That keeps the count even at 2-2 with one gone just underway and the bases empty on the top of the first inning between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. Herb kicks home the 2-2 and a breaking ball is swung over and missed. Pulled the string and gets his first strikeout of the night.
Well, Fletcher Vance on those foul tips and foul pieces really got. He was getting everything off the edge of the barrel, so he was out in front. And then what does he strike out on? A breaking ball down or away. Herb puts it away, and Fletcher Vance can't make contact that time.
So now it's arguably the most difficult out in this lineup for the Wahoos in Gerard Encarnacion. And he fouls the first pitch back for a strike. It is 0-1. Encarnacion, of course, hit the game-tying home run in the seventh inning last night. He also walked twice, and he scored one of the four runs for the Wahoos in the ninth yesterday as the next offer misses outside. And the count 1-1 to the right fielder for the Wahoos. Herb, a deep breath and the 1-1. And a swing and a miss threw him a breaking ball away. And Encarnacion chased after it. And so the count is one ball and two strikes to Encarnacion. The set and Herb's 1-2. That's just weakly touched foul. So the count will stay at a ball and two strikes to Encarnacion. Encarnacion, just the one time that he faced off against Herb in his career, that was in the first appearance of the year for Herb when he threw four innings of relief for the Shuckers in game three of our series against Pensacola. 1-2 when a good-looking breaking ball is down low. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Remember, Herb came in on our Sunday game against the Blue Wahoos and threw four scoreless innings of relief to pick up the win. 2-2. And this is hit in the air, right side of the infield. Dillard camping underneath it, now backing up a step. And before he gets back to the infield dirt on the infield grass, he reaches up and snags it for the out. And so Tyler Herb, a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for the Shuckers. We go on to the bottom of the first. It's the Wahoos nothing, and the Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 30th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a free hat giveaway presented by the Mississippi Forestry Commission. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Home half of the first inning, the Shuckers hold the Wahoos off the board in the top of the first. So here is the lineup that Mike Guerrero will send out to try and score first tonight yet again for Biloxi. Leading off is the second baseman, Gabe Holt. Luis Urias on Major League Rehab is the DH. He'll hit second. And Garrett Mitchell in center, that's third. The cleanup man is the right fielder, Joey Weimer. Felix Valerio out and left. Thomas Dillard, the first baseman, bats sixth. And in the seventh spot is the shortstop, Freddie Zamora. Ashton McGee over at the hot corner and batting eighth. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Brent Diaz. They go opposite the right-hander, Cody Mincy. This season for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, no record with a 5.40 ERA. The Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here is Gabe Holt from the left side, and the first offer is slashed out towards short, but a small leap, and it's brought in by Aviles. And so Holt sharply strikes that the opposite way, and there's one gone.
And here is how the Blue Wahoos line up defensively tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Griffin Conine, Victor Mesa, and Gerard Encarnacion. Kobe Flancher, Vance at third base, Luis Aviles at shortstop. Control at second, J.D. Osborne, his first start in this series at first, and Paul McIntosh behind home plate.
First pitch is a fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, Thomas, it is official. You were correct when we were in Birmingham. The pitch clock is off for Luis Urias. So Major League Rehabber, pitch clock need not apply. The set and the 0-1. And Urias takes a breaking ball low and outside. And the count is 1-1 to the designated hitter for the Shuckers. Urias 2-for-12 in his first three games with Biloxi. One of those two was a double. Does have an RBI as well. 1-1, and he whiffs through and misses on a slider on the inner edge. And the count is 1-2 to the designated hitter for the Shuckers. Urias obviously coming back from a quad injury that he suffered in spring training. Playing in game number 4 with the Shuckers on Major League Rehab. Right-hander Mincy sets, and his 1-2. And that is outside with the slider. And so the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes to Urias.
Well, he figured he's going to pretty much play every day until he gets to Milwaukee. Pretty much a extended spring training for him.
Set and the 2-2. And that is outside, and the count has run full now to Urias. And that was the quote that Craig Counsell had the other night when he was asked about Urias' rehab assignment here in Biloxi. He said the goal was to get him about the same number of at-bats that he would have gotten in spring training. Set and the 3-2. And this is fouled off. Came in around the hands, and Urias just stuck the bat out. And I'm sure his hands are ringing a little bit. Well, it was loud contact for a slider in around the hands, and we'll do it again at 3-2.
Remind me of Mike Trout the other night in the Angels game where he had a check swing just like that, except it dunked down the right field line. He got a triple out of it.
Sometimes it falls. One gone on the bases, empty, no score here in the bottom of the first. The right-hander Cody Mincy sets his 3-2. And Arias hits this one in the air out into left center field. Mesa backing up a few steps and in mostly center but slightly left of it. In center, the catch is made. The fly ball out, and Cody Mincy retires the Major League rehabber. And with two gone, here's the center fielder, Garrett Mitchell. Well, Cody Mincy, the 5'11", 180-pound right-hander, just turned 29 years old a couple of days ago, native of Hartsville in South Carolina, gets a swing and a miss from Garrett Mitchell for a strike. It is 0-1. mixes in a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. Signed as a free agent by the Miami Marlins back in July of last season. As Mitchell rockets this one out into right field, a base hit. And maybe a new hitting streak started for Mitchell after he was hit by a pitch to get on base last night, but did not record a hit, snapping his nine-game hitting streak, but a sharp single through the right side for Mitchell that time.
Just kind of ironic, his first at-bat, and the game after he loses it, of course, he gets the base hit now, but, I mean, really, it's indicative of what he's been able to do going back to the Birmingham series. Really just barreling up baseballs.
So the set, and here is Weimer. And the first pitch in, Weimer, hacking for the fences, goes over a slider for a called strike. It is 0-1. When you talk about it, that's without fail, Thomas. It seems like as soon as a hitting streak is snapped, the very next game guy goes out, he might even go like 3-for-4. As Weimer hits this in the air back of home foul. And the count is 0-2 to the Shuckers right fielder. And a reminder, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. If your windshield took a foul ball or any other kind of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. Mitchell off of first and a throw over that way as Garrett dives back in and dirties up the front of the military jersey and the white pants for the Shuckers tonight. Weimer bat resting on his shoulder as he waits. And the 0-2 pitch, runner goes, and this is hit in the air. Left field, towards the foul pole, it is gone. Hanging slider, and Weimer does not miss it. His third home run of the season, and it gives the Shuckers the lead here in the first inning, 2-0 on Weimer's bomb.
Well, that's the last thing you want to do is you have Weimer right where you want him, 0-2, and that off-speed pitch just caught way too much plate. And Weimer says thank you very much and disposes of it over the left field wall. And Joey's starting to find his power stroke now.
First pitch to Felix Valerio, and that misses inside for a ball. It is 1-0. So the Shuckers strike in the first inning yet again tonight. The set and the 1-0. And Valerio shoots this one out towards the left center field gap. Long run back for Mesa, and at a stride he reaches up just before his feet hit the cinder, and he makes the grab. So a sharply struck out for Felix Valerio. But the Shuckers take the lead on the two-run homer by Joey Weimer. And as we head on to the top of the second inning, it's the Biloxi Shuckers 2 and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Well, looky here.
Start of the second inning, the first pitch from the right-hander Tyler Herb is a breaking ball on the outside corner to Paul McIntosh for a strike. It is going here in the second inning. Shuckers leading the Wahoos 2-0. Herb peers in. And the righty kicks home. And a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike. And it's very quickly 0-2 to McIntosh, the catcher. Shuckers taking the lead in the first inning thanks to a two-run homer by Joey Weimer, his third of the year. Herb kicks home the 0-2. And that skips in. Got a changeup that came out of the hand just a little too early. And so the count of ball and two strikes to the catcher, McIntosh. So the Shuckers have now scored in the first inning in both games of this series. The 1-2. And a slider is ripped through and missed for a strikeout. So Herb picks up his second K. He dispatches with McIntosh in just four pitches. And with one gone, it's the designated hitter, Troy Johnston. That also means that Biloxi has now scored in the first inning in three consecutive games dating back to the Blue Wahoos series. The set and the first offer to Johnston. And a fastball is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So now in six of their last eight games, Biloxi has scored in the first inning. Not scored first, as the 0-1 is fouled off right at the plate. It's 0-2 to Johnston. Though I suppose that counts for all the games of Birmingham and both here. The Shuckers have scored in the first inning in six of their last eight. So Herb operating with a two-run lead as the right-hander kicks home the 0-2. And Johnston takes one that skips in. And so the count of ball and two strikes to the designated hitter. Johnston hitting .228 this year in 15 games with the Wahoos. Two doubles and three driven in. The set and the 1-2. And a rip and a miss. He got him to chase an inside changeup. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Herb. And with two gone, it'll be the left fielder Griffin Conine.
Well, Herb, a guy who likes to work quickly, and for a guy like any pitcher likes to work quick, once they start kind of steamrolling with those strikeouts, it's going to be really tough to get them to slow down.
Set on the first offer to Conine, and a sweeping curveball is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. And we talked to Tyler after his first start that he made here at home in that first week of the pitch clock enforcement. At the 0-1, and a fastball just misses inside, and the count is 1-1 to Conine. Shuckers leading 2-0 here in the top of the second inning, with the bases empty and two gone. Herb peers in, and the righty the 1-1, and a whiff and a miss, pulled the string, and the count is 1-2 now to Conine. But we asked him about the pitch clock and the enforcement, and he said, really, I like it, and I think it favors the pitcher. 1-2 is down in the dirt with an off-speed. Conine takes it inside, and the count is 2-2. And Herb will request a new baseball. Right-hander operating with a little more than half, but not quite three-quarter length black sleeves coming out from underneath the military jerseys for the Shuckers tonight. Steers into Conine, the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. It gets away from Diaz, but Conine was heading back towards the dugout. And Diaz will throw down to first to complete the strikeout. Six up, six down for Tyler Herb with four Ks to boot. One and a half in the books, and the Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Blue Wahoos on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Bottom of the second inning, and the first pitch to Thomas Dillard is inside of the first baseline and just out of the stretch of the first baseman Osborne, all the way down to the bullpen. But Dillard is going to slide into second with a first pitch double to get things rolling here in the bottom of the second. Shuckers leading it 2-0.
L just a little flare down the right field line. It's ironic again. I brought up. Mike Trout's triple down the right field line. It was similar, eerily similar to that, where Trout was able to get just enough barrel, you know, in the hands and kind of just looped it down that right field line.
So that goes down as the fourth double of the year for Dillard. It scores the exact same way as if it banged off of the outfield wall. Sat on the first offer to Freddie Zamora, and he checks his swing, and he gets a small piece of it to foul it back. For a strike, it is 0-1. Shuckers do lead the Wahoos 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. A single by Garrett Mitchell and a two-run homer by Joey Weimer. Gave Biloxi an early 2-0 advantage. Now the leadoff double for Dillard. Flared inside of the first base foul line. Set in the offer to Zamora. And he swings through an inside slider, maybe caught a piece of it. And the count is 0-2 to Freddie. Zamora hitting .217 in the early goings for the Shuckers. 13th game for Biloxi shortstop. Pair of doubles and four driven in. The 0-1. And that is low and outside. That was actually an 0-2 pitch, and that is low and away. So the count, one ball and two strikes now to Freddie Zamora. Dillard at second, the right-hander Mincy. Looks back and kicks home the 1-2. And a breaking ball is hit high in the air, but should be playable and left for Kona. Coming on a few steps, not having to fight the sun that's behind some clouds right now. And the catch is made. And so the first out is recorded. It brings up Ashton McGee. Well, the right-hander Cody Mincy mentioned it. Right-hander out of South Carolina, but he is just the definition of a guy who has continued to grind and grind to get where he is right now. Right-hander sets and deals home. And the first pitch is a little outside to McGee for a ball. 1-0. Right-hander Mincy, he spent his first 2 years playing in the JUCO ranks before he played for South Carolina in 2014 and 2015. 1-0 and a breaking ball is over for a strike. And the count is 1-1 to McGee. Then after not being drafted, there's no record of him pitching in 2016. Right-hander looks back to second and the 1-1. And this is fouled off the mask of McIntosh. It actually bounces the mask off of his face. And so we'll have a little bit of a delay as our home plate umpire, Steve Hodgins, delivers a ball to the mound. But the right-hander Mincy in 2017 would latch on in the Frontier League. Started off by pitching for Windy City, the Windy City Thunderbolts. Numbers there were okay. As a reliever, he went 2-0 in 12 games, but he had a 5.73 ERA. However, he must have been pitching well enough because he was traded from Windy City to River City. Look back to second, and the 1-2. And McGee yanks this one foul out in front. That'll brace off the netting that guards 1-10. And so Ashton McGee is still in a 1-2 count. Yeah, I don't know if people realize that in the independent ranks, trades still happen amongst teams.
There is some crazy trades as well you'll see in indie ball.
1-2, and that is low and outside, so the count goes to two balls and two strikes to Ashton McGee.
There's a lot of them that are, a team will trade a guy sometimes because they're going to be overloaded on a roster, and then they'll be to receive back a player to be named later. So yep. There's a lot of those in independent baseball.
2-2, called third strike at the bottom of the zone. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. McGee is rung up. And before Brent Diaz bats, 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
So here is Brent Diaz with Thomas Dillard at second and two gone in the bottom of the second inning. The first offer, and Diaz fouls this back for a strike. It is 0-1. So for the right-hander Mincy, after he was traded from Windy City to River City, was very good. He went 1-2, but he had a 1.76 ERA and 11 saves. The 1-2, or the 0-1, excuse me, and that is at the knees for a strike. And the count is 0-2 to Diaz. Right-hander came back and pitched for River City for the duration of 2018, made 43 appearances, finished 38 games, and had 23 saves. 5-2 with a 2.2 ERA. 0-2, and Diaz skies this one. Right center field should be playable for Mesa, coming on an easy stride. And off his left shoulder with the red glove, he brings it down waist high and records the last out. So a leadoff double for Dillard, but nothing else for the Shuckers in the second inning. We played two, and Biloxi leads the Wahoos 2-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-0. It'll be Luis Vilas Jr. to lead it off. Tyler Herb, the right-hander, rocks home the first pitch. A fastball is outside for ball one. Avilas Osborne Cantrell here in the third, and to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett, as Herb wheels and deals home. Fastball painted on the outside corner, and 90 miles an hour. Count back even. 1-1. Herb was dominant in that second inning, struck out the side in order. Now four punch outs on the evening for him. 1-1. Zavilas gets the edge of the barrel, trickles at first base side. Foul. Towards the edge of the Shuckers dugout. And the count's 1-2 on Luis Zavilas Jr. Steps back in the right side. Herb, deep breath, and the 1-2. Check swing down and away. Doesn't chase after the slider. It's 2-2. Vilas yesterday, 1-for-4. Drove in two, both on the home run he had in the fourth inning. That's what got the Blue Wahoos on the board in the scores column. And the 1-2 again. Look down at the knees, just a bit below that, though. And the count's 4-3-2. Working from the first base side of the rubber. And it rocks 3-2. Avilas pops it up. First base side of the foul ground. Diller chasing towards the fence, but it ends up in the third row. and out of play. Well, Birmingham, they had quite large foul grounds up the first and third base side, and that baseball may have been in play for Dillard at Regents Field, but not here at MGM Park.
And Aviles was pushing for that one to get into the stands.
3-2 again. Aviles, ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. So first two games of this series, he has a hit in both of them and has the Blue Wahoos first hit tonight, a single to start the third. Well, that's a lot of times, too, when Y Analytics is coming big, when you talk about ballpark factors, well, that would be an out and lower your average on-base percentage, all that jazz, and a lot of it is to do with the home run power, you'll see. Where ballpark factors factors in. And a fastball on the outer edge, called strike to J.D. Osborne, the first baseman.
Wandering into weighted runs created plus category there with talking about ballpark factors. That's right where normally would be.
We got all season to talk about this stuff. So much in the game of baseball. As Osborne slashes it foul. First base side out of play. It's 0-2.
The one thing you will see is that the ballpark that probably factors the most into weighted runs created plus is Mississippi. Up in Pearl at Trustmark Park, because that ballpark historically has just been a cavern. It's impossible to hit home runs.
And the 0-2, down and away. It's Brent Diaz slunging over to his right, 1-2.
I know that in 2019, when Kyle Muller was an all-star from the Mississippi Braves, and he was here, didn't pitch in the all-star game, but he was here, I had a chance to chat with him. And he said, yeah, when I'm at home and pitching at Trustmark Park, if a guy hits a homer off me, I know that he really got it.
1-2. And fastball just a tad high above the letters. 2-2.
There's no short little right field porch there at Trustmark. If you're going to hit one out, you got to really get a good hold of it.
Yeah, not like Yankee Stadium. Remember I told you, opening series there between the Red Sox and the Yankees. Giancarlo hit an absolute line drive. 2-2 runner going, and it's rolled over foul third base side. And so Aviles has to jog back towards first base.
Do you take anything away from Anthony Rizzo for his three home runs that he hit at Yankee Stadium last night?
Oh, no, I will not. Well, that's why, too, even in similar to Trustmark Park, Wrigley Field in April is known as that. The Brewers opened the season there, and, you know, Nico Hoerner hit a home run there in April, and it was like 40 degrees, and you can catch a hold of one in Wrigley in April. You got some power. It's 2-2 down and away. It's back in it by Diaz. Full of 3-2.
I think that's also where you talk about the wind that's coming in there at Wrigley Field, especially in April. It's another piece of the elements that you have to cut through.
Chicago baseball fans always bundled up. I saw in the White Sox game yesterday. 3-2, Aviles off running again. Swing and a miss. Diaz throw to second. No, they couldn't get him. Well, Zamora had the ball just on the edge of his mitt. Or that was Gabe Holt, excuse me, with the edge of his mitt. Tried the swipe tag of Aviles. He slid in head first. Almost had a strikeout, throwout scenario. It's still just the one out.
And I don't know if Holt got the glove all the way back to Aviles from that angle. It looked like the ball was on time, but I'm not sure if it was all the way back to him as he slid into the backside of the bag.
That's five strikeouts now for Tyler Herb. It's his first pitch fastball. Up and away to the switch hitting second baseman, Hayden Cantrell. It's an RBI opportunity with Luis Aviles Jr. at second base. One gone, top of the third inning. 2-0 Shuckers lead. Control batting from the left side. And Herb's 1-0 as he foul tips into the mitt of Diaz for strike one. Control yesterday reaching just one time in four plate appearances. Struck out three times, did walk and score, though, in that ninth inning. 1-1. And Cantrell, always with a keen eye, takes the fastball high, 2-1. former Ragin' Cajun at Louisiana Lafayette. Louisiana native playing closer to home. And the 2-1 on the outer edge called strike. Change up that time. Searching for his sixth strikeout for the first time through the order. And Herb will spin move towards second base. Nothing doing, though. And fastball down and in. Cantrell takes it full at 3-2 with Victor Mesa. And the top of the order waiting on deck. Control from Lafayette, Louisiana. Payoff home. And Control called out on strikes. Fastball up and in. He was getting ready to toss the barrel back towards the third base dugout. But home plate umpire Stephen Hodgins says that's strike three.
Well, definitely at the letters. The question was just whether it was a little inside or right on the inner edge, and I think because that fastball had a little bit of cut to it, probably as it crossed the plate, it was a third strike.
So big second out as the breaking pitch sinks too low for a ball to Victor Mesa. I mean, you're talking about a situation where the runner's on first and second, just one out. Instead, now runner at second base and two outs. Chucker is holding a two-run lead on the two-run home run from Joey Weimer in the first. As a hard-cutting slider down and away, and Mesa jumps ahead 2-0. Well, Victor having a slow start to this season. And 2-0, sharp hitting ground ball. Second baseman Holt to his left, throws in the hole. Puts away Victor Mesa to win things in the third inning. No runs on one hit, no errors. And Luis Avilas Jr., he's left at second base. Tyler Herb has tossed three scoreless here at MGM Park in Biloxi. 2-0 Shuckers as we head to the home half of the third. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Biloxi on the two-run blast by Joey Weimer. He's due up fourth in this inning. His first pitch leadoff man, Gabe Holt, fouls it back behind home plate. First strike, one. Holt to Reyes Mitchell, and then if we get to Joey, and batting cleanup in the order tonight, 0-1. And Holt's sharp chopper right off the lip of the grass. Osborne down to a knee, runs to the bag, and puts Holt away. For the first out of the third inning.
His designated hitter, number 11, Luis Urias.
So the Major League rehabber Luis Urias sticks his back right foot in up against the white chalk, or all that's left of it. Always starts to disappear in the second inning, and when somebody slides into home, there it goes. As first pitch, breaking ball, Urias swings through for strike one. From Cody Mincy, allowing three hits tonight, two of them going for extra bases. Dillard started off last inning with a double down the right field line. The Shuckers couldn't get him in to score, though. Mincy waddles up and down on the mound to righty deals, 0-1. And a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Called strike at the knees. Urias is in the hole, 0-2. So it seems like the schedules that the Brewers have Arias on every other day is going to be in the field. Played the last two games in Birmingham, went third base DH, third base yesterday, now the DH today. 0-2, and Arias gives a close fastball at the bottom part of the zone that the catcher, Paul McIntosh, tried to bring up. But not to Stephen Hodgins liking, it's 1-2. Base is empty, one gone, bottom three, 2-0 Biloxi. Arias with the yellow batting gloves. And 1-2. Breaking ball, Arias pulls in the left field for a base hit. Conine ranging to his right, scoops it up, and Arias the turnaround first to hold it right there. And his first at MGM Park this season. One out single. Shucker is now tallying four hits. And it's all about if the offense for the Shuckers can continue on throughout the nine innings. The bullpen yesterday was phenomenal for Pensacola. Started with Anthony Maldonado. As Mitchell bashes one down the left field side, it tails right out of the concourse towards the MGM Park entrance. Mitchell single and scored. Takes the man on deck. And lefty Mitchell takes the fastball high and away. Count back even 1-1. Keep raving about this lineup of what it can be with Garrett's the guy like he was in Birmingham. And he'll hit tonight in this game. 1-1. And Mitchell slices it into left center field for a base knock. Arias up to second base, and Garrett Mitchell now 2-for-2 on this Wednesday night game.
Well, this is exactly what you're looking to do with this part of the order here. Get a couple of guys on, and Joey Weimer, your RBI leader, give him a chance to drive in a few runners.
And Paul McIntosh comes down from behind home plate. There's a couple signs out to the infield with one out, runners on first and second. 2-0 Shuckers lead. As Joey Weimer, big bopper from the right side. Rests the tanned bat on his shoulder. Now brings it up, and Weimer sends it to left field as Conine ranging over just shy of the warning track. Towards the foul pole, makes the catch. For a second, I thought he had number two today, and I think he knows. He just missed that one.
Yeah, it was just a little off the bat. We've seen Joey Hunt first pitch fastball a lot. Just at the edge of the warning track for Conine to bring it in, but, man, gets just a little bit more of the sweet spot to it. He's got a five RBI game.
So two outs, you didn't know. Runners on first and second. Fastball at 88, called strike to Felix Valerio, the left fielder. Hit a ball right on the buttons his first time. Victor Mesa, the center fielder, read it perfectly in the gap in left center. 0-1, and Valerio swings the hard off-speed pitch. It's 0-2. Urias at second base, Garrett Mitchell at first. Arias dancing off a second, catching some attention. 0-2, and Valerio lunges for it, punches it back to the screen to stay alive. Well, Felix did not reach base yesterday. He was on pace with Michael Harris, the second, the Braves outfielder, as 0-2 inside almost clips his front shoulder. And it's 1-2. Michael Harris is second, the Braves' number one prospect in their system. Got a hit yesterday. He's played at all 16 and reached base in all 16. As fastball tails inside, it's 2-2. And Valerio did not play in the back end for one game of the Birmingham series. So him and Yolbert Sanchez from the Barons. At that time, reached base in 14 games. They didn't play in 15 like Harris did. It's 2-2, fouled back again. So they were just one of three players in all the Southern League. Yolbert and Michael Harris, the second. Reached base in every single game they had played. 2-2 as Valerio can't hold on long enough. Foul tips it into the mid of McIntosh. And watch the Shuckers look like they're going to strike again. Two singles in the inning, but Arias and Mitchell left at first and second. After three, though, Biloxi 3, Pensacola nothing. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Well, Tyler Erb has been terrific so far through three innings, allowing just one base and striking out six. As he'll continue on to this Blue Wahoos order second time through. 2-0 Biloxi. And a first pitch curveball dazzles over the inside corner for a called strike. The third baseman, Kobe Fletcher Vance, 2-3-4 to start this fourth inning. Erb's 0-1. Fastball in off the hands is gloved in the air by Ashton McGee. Right at the shoe tops. It looked like he might have scooped it, but put the glove down on the ground and able to hold on.
I thought I saw home plate umpire Steve Hodgins motion that no catch was made, but that call goes to the third base umpire, and so Tassoni made the call that it was an out off the shoe tops.
Kevin Randall right there, no arguing from him. So two pitches, one out. As fastball just off the outside corner to the right-handed right fielder, Gerard Encarnacion. Well, the sluggers here in the Southern League this year, and a fastball called strike this time on the outside black. It's 1-1. Well, Encarnacion tying two other players. He's one of three with six home runs coming into tonight. Goes right back to the outer half, called strike. Some big names up there. Trey Cabbage with six. Encarnacion, then Nelson Velasquez. Drew Lugbauer with five right behind him. Keeping pace. And the 1-2. And breaking ball in the dirt. Bounce before home plate. And Encarnacion didn't chase after. I know Garrett talked about it yesterday, but the turnaround that Encarnacion had from the first series to his last two now, I mean, it's been remarkable. 2-2 as Encarnacion fouls it off himself in the right-hander's batter's box, and so they'll do it again. I mean, he was striking out in bunches in those first three games, but that's why you play 138 games. Small sample size and now a larger one. Encarnacion's hitting 365 on the season. 2-2. Fastball down. It's 3-2. Jarr popped out to Thomas Diller to end the first inning. Work to count to full. Here's the 3-2. And a breaking pitch got him. It started in the zone, finished down. Encarnacion swings through. 7 strikeouts for Tyler Herb. This is season high in strikeouts with 7. 2 outs of the inning. Paul McIntosh, the catcher, batting cleanup. Nobody on for Paul. Takes the fastball for a called strike on the outer half. McIntosh playing at West Virginia. His team making the NCAA tournament in 2019 in Morgantown. As the 0-1. Breaking pitch, McIntosh swings through. It's 0-2. Team that's ace that year now pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays and Alec Manoah. The 0-2. Fastball. Dribbled right in front of the mound. Herb comes off, slings it to first as Dillard had to come into foul ground to receive it. What a 1-3 put out to end the fourth inning. And Tyler Herb, another 1-2-3 frame. His third tonight, allowing just one base runner after 3.5. 2-0 Shuckers. Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
the fourth inning in Biloxi at MGM Park. Shuckers 2-0 lead. Tyler Herb turning in a gem so far. Luis Aviles Jr. the only hit off of Herb. And which Tyler struck out a season high 7 men tonight. Really starting to crank up here. Had 6 punch outs in Birmingham, which was his season high at the time. He's gone in perfect chronological order as Dillard swings through a curveball for strike one to start off this inning. He went 2-4-6. He's going to go at least 8 now. Tyler Herb does. And the 0-1. And Dillard, same pitch. Can't make contact on the inside half. It's 0-2.
Got to get one more.
Hopefully we go for 10, maybe.
Yeah. Be the first Shucker to get to double-digit strikeouts, but long way to go.
Herb's career high is 11 if he can get to double figures. Is the 0-2. Fastball off the plate. 1-2. Dillard, Zamora, Ashton, McGee. 6-7-8-2 up here in the fourth inning. Shucker is mustering 5 hits so far in the early going. Off Cody Mincy, the starter. Strike 3 call. The fastball down and in at the knees. And Mincy, back-to-back strikeouts, dating back to last inning. He's got 3 in the ballgame. Looked like he was at the knees from that angle. So one out, base is empty, bottom 4. As first pitch, flare down the right field side. Gerard Encarnacion towards the bullpen, but he can't get there. As it one hops in the bullpen into the seats for strike 1. So Freddy Zamora flew out to left in his first at-bat against Cody Mincy. Going to string something together here against him. 0-1 outside. It gets to the backstop. And it's 1-1. Cubs set for the bell. The breaking ball. Zamora right on it. Hits it straight away center field, but Mesa backs up, make the catch. Over his right shoulder, just a few steps short of the warning track. So even for some of the outs in this ball game, remember Valero had a short pick line drive into center field. Zamora, similar result there. That one a little bit deeper into the deepest alley in the ballpark, where the center field and the left field wall meet. Same thing in right field as well. Two outs. Ashton McGee lines one. Pass Cantrell, the second baseman, in right center field. And Ashton continuing to hit here. It's now a 3-game hit streak for him.
Yeah, we saw him get one in the finale against the Birmingham Barons, and then obviously the home run last night. Starting to come along for Ashton, and that's the case for some of these guys. Look, we expect that everybody's going to come out and just immediately hit double-A pitching at a high level, but for a lot of guys, it takes a small adjustment.
So Ashton at first base with 2 outs. That's well struck to left field, but Kona had to come in 1 step, and that was it. As Brent Diaz barreled up the baseball, but couldn't find the open grass out there. No runs on 1 hit, no errors. And McGee's left over at first base. We played 4 here in Biloxi. 2-0 Shuckers. Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's every one else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
We hit the top of the fifth inning. First pitch, Tyler Herb misses outside to the left, hitting DH tonight, Troy Johnston. 2-0 Shuckers lead. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. The set and the offer, and this is fouled off, and a chip might have come off of the bat for Johnston. He's going to hang on to it, though. And the count, one ball and one strike to the batter, Johnston. No runs on a hit, no errors for the Wahoos so far. Two runs on six hits and no errors for the Shuckers. As this is roped, and Dillon has it go in and out of his glove. He races for it, but there's going to be no play there. That was just hit really sharply, and Dillard couldn't quite squeeze the leather, and that'll be a base hit. Second of the night for the Wahoos, and that's one that, if you ask Dillard, he'd like that back. It goes down as a hit. And it sharply struck, but nonetheless, might have been able to steal it out there.
Yeah, it just popped in and out of his glove, and looking at his glove saying, how do I not catch that thing?
So man on with nobody gone, and here is Griffin Conine, setting the offer. And the first pitch is a fastball with a little run on the inside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Conine so far tonight, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Went down swinging on a curve for the last out in the second. Herb the 0-1. And this is a bouncer. First base side. Dillard comes on. Foul ball. Conine comes out limping a little bit as he fouled it off of his foot. So no balls and two strikes. The count to Conine. Conine's another one of those left-handed hitters that has had reverse splits in the early going. Not including his one at-bat tonight. Conine hitting much better against righties than lefties. Check that, lefties than righties. That's the reverse splits for a lefty. The set by the right-hander Herb. And the 0-2. And that's bounced on the ground up the middle. Zamora has it at second base, on to first. Easy as you like. Double play. 6-3 it goes, and that erases Johnston. Two gone very quickly now for Tyler Herb.
And that's one of those easy double plays, a chopper up the middle where the shortstop can feel the baseball, get some momentum, just step on the bag. About as easy as they're going to get the turn two.
So two gone and the bag's empty for Luis Aviles Jr. And the set and the first offer. And Aviles bounces this up the third base side and foul for a strike. It is 0-1. So for Herb, he's now at 75 pitches on the night. 49 of them have been for strikes. Has struck out seven and allowed just the two hits tonight. The set and the 0-1. And this is swung on a miss. That was like a frisbee breaking ball at the top of the zone that Aviles whiffed through. And the count is 0-2. Aviles does have one of the two hits tonight. He singled his last time up back in the third. The 0-2. And that's low and outside. Couldn't get him to chase a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Aviles also had a stolen base when he was on back in the third inning. Fourth steal of the year. The 1-2. And this is yanked out into left field for a base knock. It's a two-hit night for Luis Aviles Jr. And so he is on with two gone. And then an eight-hole hitter, J.D. Osborne, coming out.
Well, I think Tyler Herb wants to see anybody else in the batter's box right now besides Luis Aviles. Now, as you said, 2-for-2 against him here tonight. And two of the three hits, and really could have been the only two.
Coming into tonight, Aviles was 1-for-5 lifetime with two strikeouts against Herb. The set and the first offer. This is fouled off for a strike. It is 0-1. Mentioned the fact that Aviles already has four stolen bases on the year. Last season, when he was primarily with the Rocket City Trash Band, is all but one game. So 66 total. Aviles stole 12 bases in 14 attempts. That counted as a down year for the shortstop. On the bases, the 0-1. And this is weakly nubbed back out to Herb. He will scoop and toss overhand to first. And it's five scoreless innings. The right-hander Tyler Herb tonight for the Shuckers. We've hit the halfway point as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Biloxi 2 and Pensacola nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-0, and the left-handed hitting Gabe Holt takes a called first strike on an off-speed on the inner edge from the right-hander Cody Mincy to get us off and running. It'll be the top of the order, Holt, Urias, and Mitchell. The 3-2 up for the Shuckers here, the set and the 0-1. And that is taken below the knees, I suppose. Did not miss by much. And Gabe Holt's got a grin on his face. I think he thought pitch one was a ball and pitch two was a strike, and they're called the inverse. The set and the 1-1. And he fouls this off to the left side. And so the count is 1-2. Boy, Luis Urias on deck? Not in the on-deck circle, and very close to home plate.
He did the same thing in Birmingham.
Wow. 1-2. And Holt checks his swing on an inside breaker. And they appeal down to third base, and Bobby Tassoni says no swing. So the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mincy readies. And the righty is 2-2. And Holt bounces it foul. And J.J. Reimer is able to bring it in over at first. Checked in with J.J. today, and I realized I'm the one who said it with Joey Weimer. I'm like, you know, I think we've been saying JJ's last name wrong this entire time, and sure enough, we have. The set and the 2-2, and Holt skips this one on the first base side. Osborne is behind the bag. He brings it into his belly and runs to first for the out. Second time tonight that Holt has hit into a 3-unassisted ground out, and now it is the Major League rehabber Luis Urias. But no, it's that I-E-E-I thing. I had a friend growing up who had the E-I in his name for a German name. And when you say it like that, it's an I sound. So okay. That's why it's J.J. Reimer. But when it's E-I, it's an E sound. So that's why it's Weimer. But apparently the two of them have a running joke. So he calls him Joey Weimer. As the first pitch is down below the zone for a ball, 1-0. And then Joey calls him Reimer. You know, the little things in life. One gone, a base is empty, the pitch. And that is outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Urias, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a single back in the third and a fly ball to center back in the first. 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 3 hits, no errors for the Wahoos tonight. Right-hander Mincy, the 2-0. And that is inside with a breaking ball. 3 balls and 0 strikes to Urias. Mincy has really kept his pitch count down. That was just his 62nd pitch of the night. 44 of them have been for strikes. Right-hander pitching with 1 gone, but a 3-0 count to Urias. Here's the set and the 3-0. And he deals over a breaking ball for a strike. That looked like Urias was taken the entire way. 3-1. By the way, we were mentioning earlier with Urias, he's looking to get about the same number of at-bats that the Brewers got in spring training. As the set and the 3-1. And he takes in a wedge for a strike, 3-2. And you would say, well, it's about a month worth of at-bats to get him back. But remember, there was the abbreviated spring training this year, and guys didn't play every day. They alternated lineups so much. So I don't imagine that it's going to be too much longer. 3-2. And this is yanked on the ground, but foul over on the left side. And so the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes to Urias. And, of course, there's always the possibility of Urias going up and finishing his rehab at AAA before he ultimately rejoins the Brewers. In a full count here with one gone and the bases empty. And the right-hander, Mincy, is 3-2. And that is taken low and outside for ball four. So Urias on for a second time tonight. And it took us until the bottom of the fifth inning to have the first walk this evening. For a point of reference, in last night's game, by the time that we got to the bottom of the fifth inning, we had had 7 combined walks in the game.
Just different types of pitchers tonight in this one. A lot of strike throwing.
So a man on with one gone. And it's Garrett Mitchell from the left side. Right-hander Mincy sets and deals. And Mitchell hits this one in the air, but foul over on the left side. And the count is 0-1. Garrett 2-for-2 tonight with a couple of singles. One pulled through the defense on the right side, and the other slashed into left. Urias off of first and the pitch, and Mitchell bounces this foul on the first base side. It's 0-2. You know, wrapping up what we were saying about Mincy, though, back in the second inning, talked about him pitching in the Independent Frontier League in 2017 and 2018. He then went down and he pitched in the Australian Winter League in 2019-2020 after pitching with Long Island in the Atlantic League. 0-2, and Mitchell hits this in the air out into left field, but Conine looks like he's got it measured. In a few steps, he will reach up in left center field and make the grab. So Mitchell is retired for the first time tonight. 2 gone, and Joey Weimer is the hitter. Put up good numbers when he was with Long Island in 2019. 7-1 with a 2.53 ERA. He threw 67 2/3 innings. 49 games, finished 14, had 5 saves. Set on the offer. And Weimer takes a fastball high and in for a ball, 1-0. Joey, 1-for-2 tonight. That one drove in both runs in the game, a 2-run homer back in the first. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. The set and the 1-0. And Weimer hits this high in the air, straightaway center field. Ranging towards right is Mesa. And on the high fly, he brings it in. And Weimer is retired to bring the bottom of the fifth to a close. We move on to the sixth. The Shuckers carrying with them a 2-0 lead over the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's the 9-hole hitter Hayden Cantrell to lead it off. And the first pitch is hit right at Holt on one hop. Look what I've got in my glove. The throw to first, it's in time. And Cantrell is retired on one pitch. 81st of the night for Tyler Herb. 54 of them have been for strikes. So 5 1/3 innings, the longest outing of the season for Herb. And the lineup will flip back over. Shuckers do have a right-hander warming in their bullpen. It looks like JT Henson is getting loose out there. Here's the set on the first offer to Victor. Victor Mesa shows bunt and can't pull back as he falls across home plate and offers for a called first strike. It is 0-1. So for Herb, 5 1/3 innings, just 3 hits allowed, and he struck out 7 as a breaking ball appealed down to first, and no swing is the call from our first base umpire, Justin Whitten. Mesa so far tonight, 0-2 with a couple of ground outs. Herb the 1-1. And a wave and a miss. Good fall on the changeup there from the right-hander Herb. And so the count is 1-2 to Mesa. Mesa now just 3-for-37 against right-handers this year. The 1-2. And he backs up on an inside slider. And Britt Diaz is going to request a new baseball, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Victor. Victor Mesa. Defense pretty much straight up for the right-handed hitter. And the 2-2. And that's hit in the air, but should be playable. Valerio is going back, circling around on it, and out in left field, he reaches out and brings it in, just shy of the warning track. A little bit of an adventure and a big smile from Garrett Mitchell as Felix Valerio is able to chase it down out in left field. And that is the second out in the inning, and Kobe Fletcher Vance will be the hitter. Off the bat, it looked like it was going to hang up and stay in the yard, and then Valerio is tracking it down and left for the fly ball out. So 2 gone, and here's the first offer to Fletcher Vance. And that is low and outside for a ball. 1-0. Wahoos have a left-hander warming out of their bullpen as well. Right-hander Mincy is at 70 pitches as Fletcher Vance takes a healthy cut and a miss and comes up empty. It is 1-1. 2 gone here in the sixth. Base is empty. Shuckers leading it 2-0. Right-hander Tyler Herb, the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. He has him off balance with a curveball. Stretching for that one. So the count 1-2. Fletcher Vance lined out to third back in the fourth and struck out back in the first. 1-2 pitch. And this is tipped in and out of the mitt of Diaz. He just couldn't squeeze it. And so it's a foul ball. We'll do it again at 1-2. What a masterful performance so far tonight for Tyler Herb. The set and the 1-2 dealing. And that's low. Bounced it just in front of the plate. And so the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Fletcher Vance. Urar Encarnacion would be next. Looks like the right-hander JT Henson is warm if needed. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. It's 8 strikeouts over 6 scoreless innings for Tyler Herb. We head on to the bottom of the sixth. The Shuckers still leading it 2-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment after we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 30th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a free hat giveaway presented by the Mississippi Forestry Commission. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-0. Day is over for Cody Mincy. He gives way to the new left-hander, Josh Simpson, who gets Felix Valerio from the right side and the first offer. And that is hit in the air and foul for strike one.
Yeah, Simpson enters the ball game, 6'2", 190 from Stafford, Connecticut, making his seventh appearance of the season. Still has yet to allow a run on the season through 8 1/3 innings, making his second appearance against the Shuckers this year.
Left-hander sets, and the 0-1. And Valerio takes high and tight, a little bit of a skip there from Simpson as he misses inside with a fastball. And the count is 1-1.
Impressive numbers with 18 strikeouts, just 3 walks in those 8 1/3 innings. Hitters getting just a .115 off him.
1-1, and he spins one high and kind of stumbles off of the mound. He missed his footing there, and the count is 2-1 to Valerio. Felix 0-2 tonight, struck out in the third and lined out to deep left center field back in the first. The set and the 2-1, and Valerio hits this one in the air out into right field. Jogging slightly towards the line with a stutter step is Encarnacion. He'll reach up and glove it. And there's one gone in the inning as Thomas Dillard comes to hit. Well, for the left-hander Simpson, his one appearance that he made against the Shuckers was in the Sunday series finale when we were in Pensacola. It was game 3 of the season. Coincidentally, the game that Tyler Herb would throw the last 4 innings to pick up the win for the Shuckers. Simpson deals, and Dillard takes inner edge for a called strike, 0-1. Simpson came in and pitched the seventh inning that day. Gave up a single to Gabe Holt, but then struck out Mitchell, walked Weimer, and struck out Dillard as the pitch spins low. And the count is 1-1. Left-hander spent most of 2021 with High A Beloit. At the time, they were the Snappers. They are now the Beloit Skycarp. The set and the 2-0. And a whiff and a miss. And the count is now 1-2 to Dillard, who doubled back in the second and struck out back in the fourth. Shuckers leading it 2-0 by way of Joey Weimer's 2-run homer in the first. The set and the 1-2. And that is at the knees for a called third strike, and Dillard knew it. Second time that he is K'd looking today. Two gone in the frame, and Freddie Zamora the batter. But for the left-hander Simpson last year with Beloit, 0-2, with a 5.61 ERA. 18 games, he started 4 of them, and he finished 3. The lefty kicks and deals to Zamora. And That is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, we cataloged it when we were in Birmingham. The Shuckers have struggled against left-handed pitching this year. Set in the 0-1. And Zamora hits this in the air, right side, long run, Encarnacion towards the bullpen, and just as he crosses into foul territory, he reaches up and can't make the grab. If you can believe it, Encarnacion almost overran that one.
Now that's because the ball is right when it's about to be caught. It's always going to start to come back towards the field of play, and Encarnacion, the ball slicing, just overran it.
So it's 0-2 now to Zamora. But no, Biloxi this season hitting just .211 as a unit against left-handers coming into tonight. The set and the 0-2. And Zamora swings and misses on a breaking ball. And so Simpson comes in and strikes out a pair as he works a 1-2-3-6. We move on to the seventh. It's the Shuckers 2 and the Blue Wahoos nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers still with a 2-0 lead over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Day is over for Tyler Herb. To tell you about the new pitcher and take you through the seventh, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. First pitch from JT Henson's a fastball at 91 on the outer edge. The right-hander, Gerard Encarnacion, for strike one. 3-4-5 due up in this top of the seventh inning. 2-0 Shuckers advantage as the 0-1 Encarnacion fans at the fastball. Elevated upstairs, it's 0-2. Now Henson reassigned to Biloxi, the end of the M-Brave series. Making his fifth appearance is Encarnacion. Pokes it to second base. Holt down on knee in the up the middle. Throws to first to put away the right fielder for the first out. So we saw one Connecticut native in Josh Simpson enter the ballgame. Now another Henson from Greenwich, Connecticut. A little handle of the state of Connecticut right around the New York area going in towards New York City. As Paul McIntosh, the catcher, climbs in the right side. One out, base is empty. Henson, a 4.50 ERA in six innings for him this year. As that skips in for ball one. He's logged six innings, struck out three. And which made 36 appearances last year for the Shuckers. Spent the full season here. Henson with the white pants rolled up. Exposing the Black Sox, 1-0, and a hard slider. One hops in. Diaz is met, 2-0. Well, Tyler Herb, day before his birthday, was lights out tonight. Six innings of shutout baseball, out just three hits, two of them to Luis Aviles, and struck out a season-high eight. 2-0. And a two-seam fastball zips right on the outside corner. It's 2-1. See, Garrett, I told you. I said, he's got to get eight. He's gone in exponential order now. 2-4-6-8, his first four appearances this season. As the 2-1. And fastball pop behind home plate over us in the press box. It's 2-2. McIntosh tonight 0-2, strikeout and a ground down. Bounce back to Herb, his last appearance in the fourth. And the fastball foul tip in the middle. Brent Diaz as Henson fans McIntosh for his first strikeout. Two up, two down to start the seventh. A man with one of the three hits tonight now striding in the left side. It's the DH, Troy Johnston. Lines a baseball right to Thomas Dillard. Went in and out of his mitt. Ended up with a single. And that's down and in with the fastball for ball one. Infield shifts a little over towards the right side. Some more of the shortstop playing just to the left of the third base bag. Ashton McGee, the third baseman, playing swirly in the hole on the left side of the infield. And the 1-0 check swing. They'll appeal down. And did not go around. Instant kick, some fastball at the letter is called strike. Johnson struck out the only other time in the second inning. And fastball runs high. And now time called. 3-1 here. As Henson kicks home, and that's a call strike on the inside corner. It's 4-3-2. Well, your starter can give you six innings. The Shuckers bullpen, which was so good for so long in this season. Right, number one in double A. At one point, his fastball up in the zone. Swing and a miss. First strike, three. JT Henson comes out of the bullpen. 1-2-3, seventh inning, strikes out two in the process. We've hit the seventh inning stretch here at MGM Park. Shuckers clinging on to a 2-0 lead. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. So Josh Simpson's one inning he pitched, the mound is all he will get. Andrew Nardi, the southpaw on the mound, fires a first pitch fastball, runs outside to the eight-hole hitter, Ashton McGee. And here is Nardi's numbers.
Nardi making his seventh appearance of the year, 1-1 with a 1.69.
1-0 down and away with the breaking ball, 2-0.
He's finished three games this year, does have a hold and one save in two opportunities. This does not qualify as one. 10 2/3 innings, two runs, both earned, a home run, one of five hits he's given up. He has walked three and struck out 18. Opponents hitting just 139 against him.
And 2-0, a hard slider. Like he couldn't turn around on, 2-1. Josh Simpson threw just 11 pitches in the 1-2-3 inning he threw in the sixth. Here in the bottom of the seventh now. And 2-1 goes right back to the slider. Called strike at the knees. 2-2. 8-9-1 due up in this inning. Shucker is out hitting the Blue Wahoos 6-3. Two runs. Joey Weimer, two-run home run on the first. That's been it. And 2-2, called third strike. Back-to-back sliders for called strikes. And McGee down on K's for the second time tonight. So with one out, base is still empty. Here's the catcher, Brent Diaz. Right against the lefty, Nardi. First pitch, swinging ground ball, sharply hit right at Aviles. He'll gobble it up and throw across the diamond. Beats Diaz by a step. And one pitch, one out. A quick-moving seventh inning here. Gabe Holt at the top of the order. As Gabe now strides in the left side. Left-hander Nardi. First pitch home, it's high. Fastball 91 for ball one. Try to work the fastball back on the inside corner. He missed inside, though. Nardi, who finished his college career at University of Arizona, drafted by the Marlins in the 16th round of the 2019 draft. And 2-0 outside with a fastball, 92. It's 3-0. Three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. Working against the lefty, Gabe Holt is behind. 3-0. And Holt taking all the way, watches the fastball. Bell tie for a strike. Gabe had the red bat on his back left shoulder. Was not going to swing. As Nardi tries to work backwards in the count. 3-1. Fastball on the outer half of the plate for a called strike. And all of a sudden, Nardi has worked it back. Full at 3-2. Luis Urias, the DH, is on deck. Payoff home. As Holt smacks it the other way in the left field. Round first base, he was thinking too, and now a slam on the brakes as Konine gets the ball quickly. Threw it back in. It deflected off the chest of Hayden Cantrell out towards a shortstop position, but Holt seeing the throw come in quickly. Will Holt right there, his first hit tonight. Now 1-for-4. I could see it in the corner of my eye that Holt was chunking out of the box. He was thinking two right out of the box. I left an indentation in the dirt where he spikes. And all of a sudden pull up and head back to first. But he's at first with two outs in the seventh. 2-0. Biloxi lead on Pensacola. As fastball up and away to the right-hander, Luis Urias.
Anytime you're able to sneak a ball inside of a fielder in the bag and have it slip out into the outfield, normally that means the outfielder's got a long way to go to get to it.
And 1-0 works back the slider on the inside corner for a call. Strike 1-1.
So if you're able to, you can put yourself in a position where if you're hustling out of the box, you've always got a chance to turn that into a double and put yourself in scoring position.
And now Nardi throws to first. Check on Holdy's back in standing. And really just high baseball IQ and understanding just like that. Nardi looks back at first. Long pause, the lefty kicks. 1-1, Arias down to a knee with the fastball. Waves through, it's 1-2. Well, this is the part of the order that's done plenty of damage today. Went back in the first and the third inning. That's where the run came from in the first with Garrett Mitchell on deck. 1-2. Down and inside, Arias dancing out of the way. Lift up his back right foot to avoid getting plunked. Old short lead at first. He's leaning back there. The 2-2. Arias right on it. Fouls it back to the netting. Arias 1-for-2 tonight. Flew out to center in the first, singled in the third, and walked in the fifth inning. Been on base twice. Sixth pitch of the AB, 2-2, and it gets away from McIntosh. Came inside on Arias, almost hit him. I thought it did for a second.
I thought it might have as well.
So Gabe Holy started slowing down a second. I knew the ball was to the backstop, but thought maybe, well, it's because Arias was hit. So count full, 3-2. Here's the payoff. As Arias sends a drive deep into left center field, Victor Mesa at the warning track makes the catch. At the deepest alley in the ballpark is Arias. Got a good hold of it. Came up just short, though. No runs on one hit, no errors, and Gabe Holt stranded at second base. 7 innings in the book here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Shucker is 2, Blue Wahoo is nothing. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Come on, people now.
Here in the top of the eighth inning at MGM Park, Griffin Conine swings and misses to the first pitch to start the inning. Shuckers leading 2-0, and with that, we'll get right back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you so very much, Thomas. So, yes, Conine, Avilas, and Osborne, the 3-2 up for the Wahoos here as the 0-1 is upstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike to Conine. Conine hit into a 6-3 double play his last time up. Canceled out one of just three hits allowed by the right-hander Tyler Herb, who got the start. As a fastball at 89 paints the inner edge. And the count is 1-1 now to Conine. The only two other hits tonight for the Wahoos have come from the man on deck, Luis Aviles Jr., as the 1-2 is high and inside. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers got out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning thanks to the 2-run homer by Joey Weimer, his third of the year. RBIs 14 and 15. 2-2. And a breaking offering is inside. And so the count has run full now to Conine. Left-handed hitter, slightly open stance. And time is called. Outfield playing straight away for the left-handed hitting Conine. The set by Henson in the 3-2. And this is yanked first base side under the glove of a diving Dillard and down towards the right field corner. This is extra bases. Picked up by Weimer. Conine heading for second, and he will pull in there with a rope double inside of the foul line. So it's a leadoff two-bagger for Conine, his second double of the year. And just like that, the Wahoos are going to bring the tying run to the plate here in the eighth inning in the form of Luis Aviles Jr.
We saw Gabe Poult last inning just pulling inside the third base bag while Conine really hugging that white chalk on the first base side and Dillard gave it all that he had. Stove and couldn't come up with it.
Yeah, not a whole lot more Dillard could have done there. So now it's Aviles and Henson deals home. And the first pitch is a deep binding changeup that swung over and missed for a strike. 0-1. You know, it's a surprising feature in this ballpark. But when left-handed hitters are able to tuck a ball down into that right field corner, that is normally where it goes for triples. The set and the 0-1. And another breaking offering. Aviles doesn't bite. Count draws even at 1-1 to the shortstop for the Wahoos. But typically, that's if the ball goes down and lodges right at the base of the wall or it just stays down there. Maybe not lodges specifically. As the 1-1 dealing. And a fastball is over for a strike. Belt high inner half. Aviles was looking for another off-speed. And Henson put a good fastball by him. The count is 1-2. However, that ball from Conine was hit hard enough that it ricocheted out. And Weimer was able to collect it. 1-2. And this is weakly tapped, but it stays foul. Brent Diaz is going to let the ball come to rest about 2 feet foul and about 5 feet outside of the left-handed hitter's batter's box. And so the count stays 1-2 to Luis Aviles Jr. But because of that strong ricochet out and right and because of Weimer's strong arm, he's able to hold Conine to a double. He's still on second now. And the 1-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a chin-high fastball. Third strikeout for Henson. First out in the inning to bring up J.D. Osborne. Speaking of J.D.'s, J.D. Byers has us tuned in right now on I-10. J.D., of course, the voice of the South Alabama Jaguars over there in Mobile. And J.D., thanks for tuning us in tonight. We appreciate it, sir. Set and the first offer to Osborne, and he shoots this one foul first base side for a strike 0-1. J.D., the two-time Alabama Sports Broadcaster of the Year over there with South Alabama.
They've had a few good baseball players through the years.
That they have. The 0-1. And this is tipped foul into the mitt of the catcher Diaz for a strike. It is 0-2. Of course, we saw the right-hander Matt Peacock, who has now made his Major League debut up with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Peacock was an incredible sinker ball pitcher in his time here with the Jackson Generals when they were the Diamondbacks AA affiliate in this league. 0-2 and a swing and a miss, another high fastball. And it's a 3-pitch strikeout of Osborne for Henson. So back-to-back Ks, he's got 4. And just like that, 2 gone. And Hayden Cantrell, the batter.
Now Henson with some grit here after the leadoff, double back-to-back strikeouts. And Blue Wahoos can advance Conine, which very important run. It's only just a 2-run game.
So now it's Cantrell, switch hitter, batting from the left side. And the first offer is pulled foul first base side. And that is strike one to Cantrell. Shuckers leading it 2-0. For a second consecutive night, Biloxi scoring in the first, but they have not managed any other runs since then. They have threatened several times tonight. Hinson, the 0-1. And a breaking ball is rolled over to first. Dillard bobbles it, picks it up, and Hinson was late to cover. Everybody's safe. And that's going to go down as the first error of the night. A ball hit pretty much right to Thomas Dillard. He couldn't glove it, had it bounce off of his chest, and then when he found it and recovered, Hinson wasn't at the base, and Cantrell legs it out, and so Nick Childs is going to go out. Just to take a second, go over the scouting report on Victor Mesa, and also make sure that the first error of the night doesn't compound into anything severe for the Shuckers here in the top of the eighth inning.
We saw in the Mets-Cardinals game a few nights back where pitcher getting late to run over. I think Hinson thought that Dillard just had it all the way. Well, that ultimately hurting the Cardinals in that game. The Mets would go on to win about two nights ago. But again, we've seen errors this season as well. Really hurt the Shuckers, especially in Birmingham. They lost the first three games of that season, of the series, excuse me, by a grand total of three runs. And three unearned runs were the cause, one in each of those games that came into score.
Shuckers with that error now still have played just three errorless games in their 17 games this season. So men on the edges, and here's the first pitch, and that's bounced. Hinson has it ricochet off his glove, but Holt is able to scoop and throw to first, and the error does not matter. As Victor Mesa grounds out, it'll officially go down 1-4-3. And it's a zero thrown up by JT Hinson in the eighth. No runs, a hit, an error, and two men left on. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Shuckers still holding on to a two-run advantage, 2-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Shuckers leading the Wahoos 2-0, and the left-hander Jeffrey Yan. This is low and outside, the left-handed hitting Garrett Mitchell for ball one.
Yeah, Yan 1-0 on the season, 2.25 ERA now in his sixth game. Has one hold on the season, eight innings he's logged, struck out 15.
1-0, and Mitchell swings and misses through a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 1-1 to Garrett.
Allowed just three hits, holding opponent's averages to a .120.
Lefty-lefty matchup here as the 1-1. And that's inside. Mitchell spins out of the way of a fastball in around his leading elbow. And the count is 2-1. Mitchell does have what looks like almost an even bigger arm guard on his right elbow. The set by Yon and the 2-1. And that is inside. Missed with a slider, 3-1. Yon has a very interesting delivery home. His leg kick only brings his foot about 1.5, 2 feet, and he strides home. He doesn't really have a full leg kick. As the 3-1, and Mitchell takes a home run hack and comes up empty at a fastball at the bottom of the zone. And so the count is 3-2 to the Shuckers center fielder. Joey Weimer will hit next, and Felix Valerio to follow him. 3-4-5 for the Shuckers here in the eighth. The set and the 3-2, and Mitchell bounces it foul right at home plate. While McIntosh has it bounce off of him, home plate umpire Steve Hodgins a hand on his back just to make sure he's okay. And Hodgins is going to make sure that that foul ball didn't kick up any dirt in any spot. So another 3-2 count here to Garrett Mitchell that's on its way. And Mitchell swings and misses as Yon gets him to wave over a slider. First time that Mitchell has gone down on strikes tonight. One gone, and Joey Weimer will be the batter. Well, it looks like the right-hander Robbie Hitt is going to start getting loose out in Biloxi's bullpen, as he will be turned to likely close out this game here when we get to the ninth inning. Here's the set by Yon, the first pitch. And Weimer takes a fastball, letter high outer half for a called strike. 0-1. Well, one swing from Weimer is the difference in this one. 2-run homer in the first inning. Third of the year. Drove in himself and Mitchell. Yon the 0-1. And that's taken high and away by Weimer. 96 on the gun. 1-1 to Joey. Since then, a couple of fly balls from Joey. Flied out to the track back in the third, nearly hit his second home run of the night. 1-1. And he's way out in front of a sweeping slider. Now, Weimer was dialed up for the fastball there and instead got a slider that whipped in at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 1-2. Last time out, Weimer, just flied one to deep right center field that was hauled in by Mesa. The 1-2. And a swing and a miss. He K's him with a slider. So back-to-back strikeouts for Yon. Both of them swinging, and with two gone, it'll be Felix Valerio. Well, Yon is a guy who pitches with a lot of flair, but it is never directed at the opposite dugout. When he finishes a pitch like he did there to Weimer, he's generally facing away to center field, and you've heard a couple of cries of victory for him there as he gets a whiff and a miss. That looked like a changeup that time. To Valerio for a strike. It is 0-1. Also worth noting, the Wahoos have thrown all three of their left-handers out of the bullpen tonight. Set and the 0-1. That is low and outside. 1-1 to Valerio. And since this is the minor leagues, it's not very often that you'll see guys pitch back-to-back days. The set and the 0-1. And Valerio bounces this right at home plate. It is 1-2 to the Shuckers left fielder tonight. Valerio will line out to deep center field in the first, struck out swinging in the third, and fly to right back in the sixth. The set and the 1-2. And that is shot the opposite way inside of first and fair down towards the right field corner. Valerio decides to go for second. Here's the throw, and it's there well in front of him. And so Valerio gets his hit. It's a single, but he is thrown out, trying to stretch it into a double as Gerard Encarnacion tracked it down before it got all the way to the wall. He's got a very strong arm in right. He made an accurate throw, and Valerio is out at the base. We head on to the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers carrying a 2-run advantage as we do, and Robbie hit on to try and close it out for Biloxi. We'll have it for you on the other side when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-0. Robbie Hitt is on, and Kobe Fletcher Vance takes the first pitch low and outside for a ball, 1-0, to get things rolling here in the top of the ninth inning. The set and the 1-0. And this is hit out towards left center field. Long run in for Mitchell at a dive. He reaches and he hauls it in. Garrett Mitchell takes that one away out in shallow center field. What an athletic play by the Brewers' number three prospect. Snow cone grab, and he holds it up to show that he brought it in for the out. An exceptional play by Garrett Mitchell, one gone in the ninth. The set and the first offer to Gerard Encarnacion, and that is over for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, one defensive change for the Shuckers. Cam Devaney has come in to play out in left field as the next offer whipped in for a strike. And very quickly, Hit is ahead on Encarnacion, 0-2. For Hit, he's making his fifth appearance of the year. The righty sets and the 0-1. And he gets a swing and a miss on the 0-2, excuse me, for the strikeout. So Encarnacion goes chasing. And there's two gone here in the ninth very quickly. And it all comes down to Paul McIntosh. Well, of course, the last time out for Robbie Hitt, we saw him on Sunday against the Birmingham Barons. Gave up four runs. Forced in a run on a hit by pitch as the first offer is low for a ball, 1-0 to McIntosh. It had been such a reliable reliever for the Shuckers, started the year on a 6 1/3 inning scoreless streak. The right-hander sets in the 1-0, and this is bounce first base side. Backing up Dillard, gloves, he'll go to the bag himself. Easy as can be, 1-2-3 inning for Robbie Hitt in the ninth. What a bounce back for him, and what a dominating win for the Shuckers tonight. They hold the Wahoos to just four hits as they blank them and get a 2-0 win in tonight's game. The difference in this one, a Joey Weimer two-run homer in the first, but the pitching staff deserves the credit tonight as Tyler Herb goes 6 3-hit shutout innings and strikes out 8. J.T. Henson with another 2 innings where he gives up just 1 hit and strikes out 4. And Robbie Hitt with an easy 1-2-3-9 and a strikeout of his own as well, as the Shuckers do not walk a batter in this evening's game. and come away with a 2-0 victory over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. An absolutely dominating performance by the pitching staff. We talked about it here in the stadium on the pregame show. The fact that this was a pitching staff that definitely deserves some credit, because to date, they had the best ERA in the Southern League coming into tonight, and that will only go down even further based on the result tonight, as they go nine shutout innings against the Blue Wahoos and get a 2-0 win. Quick final numbers in this one for you. For Biloxi, 2 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. And for the Wahoos, 4 hits and 0 errors. Well, we await our postgame interview, and I think that Tyler Herb was set to do the postgame, and he might have said, no, give it to the offensive guy tonight. And so we will stand by here and see if we can hear from the offensive hero for tonight's game in just a minute. Joey Weimer with a solo home run. Or a 2-run homer. Those were the only runs in the ballgame tonight. In just a moment, Thomas Zinzarella down on the field. Let's see if we can throw it down to him now. Thomas Zinzarella standing by with Joey Weimer down on the field. Let's send you down field level now.
Thank you. Here with Joey Weimer. Joey, the big home run in the first inning provided all the offense the Shuckers needed today to win the game. Take us through that first bat. You're behind 0-2 in the count. Come up with a big hit for the team.
Yeah, behind 0-2, left me a pitch to hit, and you know, just did my job with it. So,
talk about a little bit about Tyler Herb as well. I know he was dominant tonight. You were playing out there, outfield behind him. Talk a little bit about Tyler's performance.
Yeah, I think Herb, JT, and Hitch should have the post game tonight. You know, they shoved it. Hard to lose when you throw a shutout. So it was fun playing defense tonight because I didn't have to do much.
Well, the Shuckers, as of late, been playing a lot of close and tight games. Guys, play another one tonight. How does that experience maybe help you tonight?
Yeah, a lot of close games. You know, you gotta play every pitch the same. So just grinding it out. We'll find our wins and just keep playing hard.
Thanks, Joey.
All right, there he is, Joey Weimer, who had the 2-run homer, though, as he said, really, Tyler Herb, JT Henson, and Robbie Hitt, probably deserving of the postgame interview tonight. Don't think any of them stuck around for that, but they certainly turned in a great performance, and a big thanks to Joey for joining us tonight on the postgame show. When we come back, we will have the full postgame show for you. We'll look back at this one and get you all set for tomorrow's game. Shuckers win this one 2-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. come join us on April 29th for Fireworks Friday as the Shuckers take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers come away the 2-0 victory tonight as Biloxi evens this series at a game apiece between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zanzarello will rejoin us shortly after he finishes up down on the field. And let's take you back through this one. And for the scoring, it is very easy tonight. In the first inning, Garrett Mitchell singles through the right side, and Joey Weimer in an 0-2 count. It's a two-run homer out into left. That was it. That was all the scoring that we had in tonight's ballgame. Now, Biloxi did have some more chances. Thomas Dillard hit a leadoff double in the second. He was stranded there. Urias and Mitchell combined for a couple of singles with one out in the first. Looked like Weimer might have hit his second home run of the night. However, Biloxi unable to drive in a run. Shuckers put a man on in the fourth, couldn't do anything with it. With two outs in the inning, did get a walk to Urias in the fifth. And then really after that, the best scoring chance for Biloxi was probably in the seventh when Holt singled with two outs and moved to second on a wild pitch. But Urias flied out to the deepest part of the ballpark, out pretty much at the Hard Rock Guitar out there in deep left center field. And I don't know if many people understand just how much territory there is out that way and how deep it is to left field. And Urias got a natural jabbing for it. The real storyline tonight, though, Tyler Herb, six innings. He starts the night off by retiring the first six in a row. Gives up a single to Luis Aviles Jr. He then responds by striking out three out of the next four batters. And he goes on to retire another six in a row. Gives up a leadoff single to Troy Johnston in the fifth, but immediately gets a double play ball. Aviles with a single, but that was the last man to reach. Herb finishes his night by retiring the final four that he faced, and he strikes out the last batter to get to eight strikeouts. So if my math is correct tonight, Thomas, Tyler Herb goes two over the minimum over the course of six shutout innings tonight. Three hits, but you get one of them eliminated on the double play.
Yeah, exactly right. It math adds up, and we wanted to get Tyler on the post game down there. But a little shy on it, but no, he was phenomenal tonight. I think that's definitely one of the best starts we've seen out of a starter this season, really. For the Shuckers and maybe across the Southern League, just dominant the whole night. Every pitch was working for him. A lot of swing and misses, too. It wasn't just getting guys looking. It was going both ways. And, yeah, his performance tonight really kind of helped the Shuckers, because we've seen over the last week and a half now where the Shuckers' leads have dissipated throughout the game. And him able to be on his A-plus game tonight really helped Biloxi win.
Then you have JT Henson comes in. He works a pretty easy 1-2-3 seventh. And then I think the story of this one is the eighth inning. Griffin Conine starts with a double to lead things off. Henson bounces back and strikes out the next two. Hayden Cantrell then reaches on an error, but Victor Mesa grounds out. So at that point, the tying run is on base, but they get the ground out. And then how about Robbie Hitt? So Henson gets his deserved credit. He strikes out four in two innings, gets out of a jam with a man on third base to preserve the shutout. But Robbie Hitt, you knew that there was no lack of confidence from Hitt after he had hit a guy and gave up four runs his last time out. That's just the way baseball works. But, man, to come out and be as sharp as he was in the ninth inning and just bang, 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 it was over before you could even blink. For Robbie Hitt, he needed six pitches to get all three outs in the ninth inning. Five of them were for strikes, and three of them were on a strikeout. So he just needed one pitch or two pitches to get the leadoff man and two pitches to then get McIntosh. So an impressive overall outing by Robbie Hitt as well.
A really, really nice bounce back for Robbie Hitt. He just said his first appearance since allowing the four runs on Sunday. You know what that's called? That's called pitching with anger. That's, you're going to say, I'm going to get the next team. That's what you see happen a lot of sports where someone has a great game or a great performance. You feel bad for the next opponent that comes up because you know that Robbie Hitt's going to be on the top of his game again. He's not going to let that happen again.
No.
And Robbie Hitt really showed out tonight as well. Really all three pitchers dominant tonight. And you're right, that eighth inning was huge where Hinson leadoff double gets the next men in order. And, the pitching, best pitching performance tonight, obviously, against the shutout.
Well, that is it for our game tonight. But there were games across the Southern League and the Brewers affiliates today. We'll dive into all those scores and get you set for tomorrow's action when the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Oh, take me to your best friend's house, Marmalade, we're making out, oh yeah.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Biloxi Shuckers, winners tonight by a final score of 2-0, as Tyler Herb, JT Hinson, and Robbie Hitt combined to throw a four-hit shutout with no walks and 13 strikeouts tonight. So we got off and running at 6:35 p.m. So I have to imagine we might be one of the first ones into the finish line. There was a day game in the league today, but let's take a look around the rest of the Southern League, and Thomas Zinzarella has those scores for you.
Well, there still is. There's only one game going on right now in the Southern League. The other two are finished. Mississippi and Montgomery 10-9 in the top of the eighth inning. Another highest-scoring affair between the M-Braves and Montgomery Biscuits. M-Braves have taken a card out of the Shuckers playbook, scoring two runs in the first, three in the second, leading 5-1 after two. Six-run bottom of the fourth inning for the Biscuits. Really provided most of the offense for them. They took the lead at the bottom of the seventh inning with a three-run seventh again. Right now, at the top of the eighth inning at Riverwalk Stadium, 10-9. They're on top of the M-Braves. Rocket City holding steadfast at first place. They were the day game today. They defeated Birmingham 9-8. And, well, the Barons went back to their old trend, scored three in the second to take a 3-0 lead, added one more in the fourth, lead 4-0, and then Rocket City took over. Two in the fourth, two in the fifth, three in the seventh. It was a neck-and-neck game. Barons were up 8-7 in the eighth inning. And then Rocket City with a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth, and they would walk it off on Birmingham. And then the final game, other game in the Southern League tonight, Chattanooga and AT&T Field at home against the Smokies. So, and in Tennessee, battle 6-2 Chattanooga. And another late scoring, too. I mean, all across Sun League, it's like the teams that score last are the teams that win, because the Smokies They did the same thing, I believe, last night, too. They put up a big spot in the first inning. Smokies jumped out 2-0 late. Chattanooga got one back in the first inning. But then they would score three in the eighth inning to really solidify them. Big news, though, Nelson Velasquez hit his seventh home run. And I believe now he is in the sole possession of the lead coming into tonight. Trey Cabbage with six, Encarnacion with six, and Velasquez for the Smokies with six. But obviously, Encarnacion didn't hit one tonight, and as the eye can tell, Trey Cabbage did not either. So, yes, the reigning Southern League Player of the Week, Nelson Velasquez, continuing his hot trend.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. As for the Milwaukee Brewers affiliated system, we were the last team to play today. Everybody else got their games in. A controversial end in St. Paul today. Nashville was tied or was leading 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it looked like they had gotten an out at home plate. The ball came in and out of the glove of the catcher, and then he recovered and tagged. Reports out of Nashville are that the runner never actually touched home plate, though he was ruled safe. And then in the bottom of the 10th inning, it was Royce Lewis, the former first overall pick, with a walk-off hit that wins it for St. Paul. So the Saints get a 3-2 win over Nashville today. Meanwhile, Peoria, 5-2 winners over Wisconsin. However, Sal Frelick hits his second home run of the season. And Carolina gets off of their losing skid. They top Downey's today by a final score of 8-6. And the big league Brewers, last time I had seen, they were finishing off a 2-1 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just going to confirm that here in a second. But the big league crew looking to bounce back. And instead, it is a 3-1 win for Milwaukee today. So big victory for the Brewers. Aaron Ashby, 5 2/3, one run innings. He walked five and struck out sixth. Devin Williams got his eighth hold of the year, and Josh Hader comes in and gets his 10th save, walks two, but strikes out three. Hader still rolling with a zero ERA for the season. Before we continue any further, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruising WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
All right, final numbers from the game tonight. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 2 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. They left 6 men on base for Pensacola. No runs on 4 hits. They did not commit an error. They left 4 men on base. The winning pitcher is Tyler Herb. He improves to 2-1 on the year. The losing pitcher is Cody Mincy. He drops to 0-1. And Robbie Hitt picks up his first save of the year. Tonight's game, a new record for this year, took 2 hours and 5 minutes here at MGM Park on a 76-degree clear night in which I ended up throwing on my jacket tonight. I gave a lot of people grief last night. I walked outside of the press box after the game was over last night and realized that we were living in a heated lap of luxury. A blanket would have been necessary last night. But no, 76 degrees and clear tonight and a little bit cooling as well, as the temperature's already fallen almost 10 degrees. Since first pitch. With the win, the Shuckers are now 10-7 on the year. With the loss, Pensacola drops to 7-10 on this season. Coming up tomorrow night, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It is a double play Thursday presented by Yingling Coca-Cola and Kicker 108. The right-hander Victor Castaneda gets the start, 0-1 with a 2.4 ERA. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Will Stewart, no record, with a 4.91 earned run average. First pitch comes your way at 6:35, so we're on the air for you at 6:15 tomorrow night. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella as well, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media, sideline interviewer tonight. He does it all. Thomas, thanks for all of your hard work, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night. Whether you listened for an out, an inning, or were with us for the entire game, you really should have been. We didn't take that much of your time tonight. We are thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from MGM Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 2, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos nothing. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
I can't deceive.